When you want the best bits of the Pete and Kimber show, you come here to the podcast. And when you want to spoil mum for Mother's Day, you go to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the huge range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Sale ends May 12. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Hi there, you.
Hey.
So we'll get into what's coming up in this podcast in just a moment, but you may have arrived here going, okay, gimme all of the real-life Martha on Piers Morgan interview stuff about the show Baby Reindeer.
I think it's going to unpack a lot more than people realise because, you know, if you haven't followed the story, basically this guy on Netflix, he's created this series. He said it was based on his real-life stalker. She's been identified. She's come out and said, I didn't stalk him. I don't know what you're talking about. But her story keeps changing. Mm. So she said, I want to set the record straight. She's gone and done this interview with Piers Morgan, of all people. She's not happy with how the interview went. No. She's hit the socials saying that Piers is a bad dude who made her out to look like a monster. Mm. But it's a really interesting interview because she just keeps changing her story.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. Honestly, go and have a listen to it. We've pulled out all of the most important parts, the juiciest parts, the most mind-bending parts of this interview, and you'll find them on a separate Pete and Kimber podcast right here on the Listener app.
What else is happening on this podcast, though? There's a lot of cool stuff.
Yep. I mean, in amongst all of this, could you believe that we spoke with Hollywood heavyweight superstar Jai Courtney this morning?
He's been in so many different things.
Yeah.
But he's also, I think, a bit squeaky clean. Like, it was quite hard to find information on him to talk about anything else that you don't already know about him.
Mm.
But I did find this incredible website called fact.net. And the facts, they gave us so much to talk to him about.
Yeah, yeah. You'll hear that in just a moment. We went through your suggestions on who would play yourself and me in a movie.
Mm, Pete and Kimber in a movie. I think that I'm glad that the Mix fam weighed in because otherwise we were going to be stuck with Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks to Rami. Thanks, producer Rami.
Which I think I did okay out of, to be honest.
Is there something that you and Rami need to tell me? I mean, balls are coming up a lot in Yay or Nay at the moment.
I don't think it's got anything to do with me. I think you'll find it's producer Rami coming up with the ideas.
Mm.
And he does seem to find a few mentions in there of balls. But there was confusion today. Because he thinks they're fish balls, but they're not.
They're not fish balls.
No,
they're not.
I mean, they sort of are.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll hear that. We asked the question, are you currently in the closet?
Do you know, I didn't think anyone would call for this. We were legitimately asking, you know, talking about how in the AFL, no one has come out to say that they're gay.
Mm.
And we were talking about in life, people who might still be dealing with that. And you said, give us a call, 131060, if you are in the closet and you haven't come out. I said, no one's going to call. And we did get a call. Mm. And it was a really good chat.
Mm. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's really sad. But he was a really good chat. And it sounds like he's on a really good journey.
And the producer wrap, which we always do on a Friday, which is where Karen and Rami bring their best and worst of the week from our show. It was a real mess this morning.
I think it's mislabeled, actually.
What do you mean?
We're calling it the producer rap when clearly it becomes the Alyssa rap.
That's true. I see what you did there.
If you want to hear your mum rap, you're going to hear it on this podcast.
Cop that, Alyssa. All right, here you go.
Pete and Kimber.
The big stars live here on the Pete and Kimber show. He's one of Hollywood's most bankable stars, appearing in the big DC films and also Die Hard along your Bruce Willis's. Jai Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
So good. As a Die Hard superhero movie fan, I cannot believe I'm speaking with Captain Boomerang this morning. It's quietly blowing my mind. Thank you for giving us your time, sir.
Hope it's not too anticlimactic.
No, I'm enjoying it.
No, it was good that you couldn't join us in studio today because, you know, Pete's excitement, it can be overwhelming, like a small puppy.
Well, I appreciate the support. Any I can get is good by me.
A small puppy that'd probably lick your face, to be honest with you, if you came in. Hey, mate, 14 Aussies, $1 million. The summit returns this Sunday on 9 at 7 p.m. We love the premise of this show. 14 Aussies, you split the $1 million in amongst all of their backpacks, and they got to try and work together to get to the summit, all the whilst kicking off the, you know, the worst of them to make sure that they actually get the job done in the end.
Yeah, they got to get rid of a few squeaky wheels along the way, of course. But there's plenty of twists and turns. You know, we keep it interesting, and as you can guess, obviously not everyone's going to make it to the top, but you know, it gets a little curly along the way.
Well, Jai, you've had to push your career to the limits. You've done a lot of different films and roles. Now, I wanted to know a bit more about you, and so I've gone online and I've tried to find some facts, and I found a site called fact.net. Now, because it's called fact.net, it doesn't mess around. It's obviously full of facts. It's told me that there's 46 Jai Courtney facts. So I want to play a game with you, okay? I'm going to give you a fact that they have told me is fact. And if the fact is indeed correct, I need you to go, fact, yeah. And if it's incorrect, I need you to say, nah, get fact.
I'm down. Okay? Let's do it.
All right. It says Jai Courtney is fluent in French.
Nah, get fact.
You're not.
No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay, mate, where could this website possibly pull that sort of from there?
I don't know. The internet is full of experts and geniuses. It's astonishing to think anything so far-fetched could even be conceived, but here we are.
Okay, so definitely not fluent in French. Okay, well, they say another fact from fact.net is Jai Courtney made a name for himself in blue heelers.
Nah, get fact.
Because I thought you were in All Saints.
I've never been on blue heelers.
Oh, bullshit.
Wow. What? Wow. This is really letting us down.
Okay, what did you make a name for yourself on All Saints then? Would you say you made a name for yourself there?
I wouldn't say I made a name for myself there, but I did play some drunken idiot who hit his mate in the head with a golf club.
Yeah.
It was my very first paid acting gig, so you know, I doubt anyone remembers the genius at work that was in my performance there.
I've got one more fact here. We'll see how we go with this one. We might get a fact here.
We need a real one. Yeah,
we'll see if we get one. Margot Robbie gave you two tattoos.
It was one, but we can give that a fact. Yeah.
Oh,
we're halfway there.
Great.
Right. Okay.
So Margot actually gave you the tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I'd never let anyone know this because that truth has followed me for the last 10 years. But I lost a bet to her over a State of Origin game. So I actually have a QLD for Queensland. Not that you Western Australians would give a fact about rugby league, but over here on the right side of the country, that's a very important part of the year. And it certainly meant a lot to you know, slip up like that and have to wear that stain forever.
Mate, if it makes an episode on Bluey, it must be massive. It must be absolutely massive.
There you go.
All right. Jai, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. 14 Aussies, $1 million. The summit returns this Sunday on 9 at 7 o'clock. We'll see you on the telly.
Pumped. Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Pete and I have got our own sort of Facebook group, which we would love you to join. If you enjoy the show and you want to hang out and chat with us, then please join it. It's on Facebook and it's called Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam. And you can come in and we all just sit in there and have a chat and, you know, have a good time in there. And yesterday, producer Rami put up a photo of you and I and said, if these two were in a movie, if they're going to make a movie of Pete and Kimber, which actors would they use? Based on the back of a conversation we had with our show lawyer, Shane Hum.
You know, if we get a young Sydney Sweeney to play you, Kimber, you know, in a movie and they're saying things and we're portraying things about you, you know, people can connect the dots, right? Hey, don't you worry as well. We'd cast you as, you know, Pedro Pascal or something as well. So everyone would know who it was.
I mean, Sydney Sweeney and Pedro Pascal would have been happy to stop there, to be honest.
I was thrilled. Yeah. I was thrilled with that. Except, producer Rami thought he'd take it a little bit further, put it up in our Mix Fam and said, what do you think we should, who do you think we should cast them? And his suggestion was Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. I mean, I'll take Stormy, but I feel like you've maybe copped it.
You think that's a bridge
there.
Too far for me, Donald Trump?
I do, but there were definitely links in there of who people would get to play us.
How far do you think people are going? Because there are a few suggestions where I'm like, okay, I reckon you could pass for that.
I mean, look, Matthew, who we know has been a fan of the show for a long time, was very generous because he's gone with Robert Downey Jr. and Julia Roberts, which I think is a bit of a stretch for both of us.
Well, to be honest with you, Matthew, if I looked like Robert Downey Jr., we wouldn't be able to get on the air together.
She wouldn't Robert be able Downey to, is my hall pass.
Wouldn't be able to keep her hands off me.
But, you know, there's one suggestion that keeps coming back quite a few times, which I think you'll be happy with. A lot of people suggested you would be cast by The Rock.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. I've often said that.
Yeah, that you've seen yourself as a bit of The Rock.
And I'm glad that you went with that because I thought you were going to go with the suggestion from Jess who went with Vince Colosimo or Nick Giannopoulos.
No.
Let's just typecast the Italian with all of the...
But if we're talking Vince's, the one that also came up a lot, people suggest that you could be Vince Vaughn.
I get a bit of Vince Vaughn.
I can see that one. I think that's really good. Mine were so generous that, like, I don't think any of these people would play me. Like, I mean, the suggestions I got, Pamela Anderson.
I could do Pam.
I'll take it, but I don't think it's true. Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Take the Margot Robbie
Kate
stuff.
Kate Blanchett.
Yep.
Renee Zellweger.
You got a Meg Ryan in there.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
I actually think that's not a bad fit.
No, not a bad fit at all. I like that.
Were there any on Instagram, Rami?
There's a couple. There's the Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. You got your Margot Robbies. But there's one that really got me, and I feel like it fits the bill 100%, and I think it's a go.
What is it?
Princess and the Frog. 100%.
Pete and Kimber's Yay or Nay.
Yay or Nay time.
Yay or Nay. Three topics, 3 seconds. I'll be ready.
Yeah.
First one, talking to your mum every day.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Every day.
Yeah. Yes.
Every day.
Maybe every couple of days. It's at least a text message. I think what I'm going with is from the context of, like, this is what I aspire to, I guess. Like, it's great. I love talking to my mum every day.
I love talking to my mum. I probably don't talk to her on the phone every day, but I probably send her a text most days or speak, like, with my mum or my dad in that. Always.
There's always something.
We're really close. Also, I feel like I can't live my life without them. I'm a grown-up, but I still feel like I just want their input on everything.
Oh, I'm so with you there.
I'm on the phone to my mum every single day, and that's a bit odd to some people, but...
You know what? I think we're privileged. I think we all know we've been really lucky with our mums.
Yeah.
And that we don't take that for granted.
I was saying that to mum yesterday. We're the rare ones.
Yeah.
To be honest
with you.
Which
is a shame, you know, but and some people don't have their mums, and we're lucky and we're taking everything we can to spend time with them.
For those who have their mums around, happy Mother's Day this weekend and enjoy it, of course.
Yeah.
Second one, going to a wedding as a plus one.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, and the monkey's off your back because you probably don't know everybody as well.
That's true.
As everybody else. But it depends what the circumstances of the plus one are. Because I've heard some stories.
Really?
What? Yeah, just stories of people who have had to take a plus one because they've been trying to convince the rest of the family that they actually have a partner.
Oh.
Like, I've had a couple of suggestions pile in from mates of mine that have happened. That's happened to them.
I think the plus one's getting pretty rare now too because you have to pay for them.
Oh, it's so
expensive.
So
the invites are getting a little bit more like, you'll all be on the singles table or you can't bring anyone along.
I was at a plus one last year, but the kicker was it was a Brazilian wedding. Didn't understand a word.
Oh.
The whole ceremony was in Brazilian. What's the
language? But I bet the dance floor was a riot.
Oh, the booty was getting a shaking.
Yeah. Like, you belonged there, man. Your twerk needed to be there.
I was half Brazilian that night. And final one, caviar.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nay.
Absolute yay.
What does it taste like? Like, what's its...
What does fish balls taste like?
It tastes fishy.
What's the texture?
It tastes the same way. Depends which ones you get, but they pop in your mouth.
So it's not like eating a teaspoon of like poppy seeds?
No, definitely not, because poppy seeds are more like dry, whereas these are more wet, very, very moist, and they explode in your mouth.
Just think of tiny, tiny fish eyeballs.
No, not really. No, not quite.
I guess what are they? Just fish that haven't hatched. Is that what they are?
Well, that's fish eggs. That's what a fish egg is.
They look fun.
They're fish eggs. What did you think they were?
I literally thought they were fish balls.
What do you mean fish balls?
What do you mean like fish testicles?
Yeah. Or like... literally thought that's what it was.
Are you serious?
Because fish...
You bring so much joy to my life, Rami. I can't even contain it.
You need to book a family outing to Aqua. We're taking you to Aqua.
Hi, where's the caviar?
We're going to the big tank. Gee whiz. Are you in the closet? I've just come straight out and say that, but I'm really, let me set it up with a bit of context. I'm really interested in this. I'm really interested in this because this bit of audio from the Luke and Sassy Scott podcast has absolutely blown my mind. They're a podcast, couple of brothers, one of them's gay, and you can find them on the Listener app if you want to go and check out this episode. But Scott O'Halloran revealed on the podcast earlier this week that he had a relationship that lasted about 3 to 4 years with an AFL footballer. He goes into great detail. Take a listen to this.
I had a relationship that lasted about 3 to 4 years with an AFL football player. I'm going to make sure that this person stays anonymous, but we confided so much in one another when we were both in the closet because of the sheer fear the both of us had of somebody pointing at the both of us saying, oh my God, are you guys gay? The toxicity and the homophobia is what ended our relationship. There is still no out AFL football player. I find it terrible that we're still in this same position that a player's too scared to come out and be who they truly are. I want to make it clear to the people of influence in the Australian Football League, you are really hurting and minimising people's joy, happiness by allowing homophobia to exist in the sport day in, day out.
Sad, isn't it?
It's sad, but
I
also,
didn't realise until
shocking?
You said yesterday. When you told me yesterday no AFL players ever came out, I was like, how can that even be?
But that's the world we live in right now, right? Like, the world we live in is like, you just completely expect that if you're gay, it's so totally comfortable to come out. We're obviously not living that life.
No, but it's also strange because I don't have to go anywhere and say, hi, I'm Kimber and I'm straight. Like, I don't expect anybody to have to express their sexuality or, like, it's not necessary.
I have to.
Unless I'm trying to hook up with you, there's no need for me to know. But at the same time, it makes me sad that that's like, we're talking about people who are genuinely trying to find love or be with someone and live their life as they are and feel like they can't. And that's the bit that's not fair.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there, which is why I'd love to hear from people this morning. Oh, we've got a voice decoder here if you don't feel comfortable, if you'd rather feel that way and use the voice decoder so no one will hear your real voice. We can change your name too, remain anonymous, completely respect the fact that, you know, you haven't come out yet because you've got your reasons, but would love to hear from because it shocked me.
You know, I remember a number of years ago now, I went and saw a hypnotist and it wasn't our Matty Hale. He's a very popular comedy hypnotist in this town. It wasn't him. But this guy came to town and he put on this show and it was a bit of a sort of adult version of hypnotism, right? They were getting a little bit like cheeky up on stage. Mm. And he had a lineup of women and a lineup of men. And he was going to make them, like, eat these foods, right? And so for all the men, he gave them all a donut. And for all the women, he gave them a long-sticked icy pole. And I think, obviously, what we were about to see was him going to get them, while under being hypnotized, to actually eat these foods. But it was obviously going to come across as a bit of a sexual act, right?
Yeah, okay.
All the adults, everyone in the room was consenting to it. It was what it was. But he lined everybody up, gave them their donut or their icy pop, and then went, oh, hang on a second, I didn't check with anyone. Is anyone up here gay? Does anyone want to swap? Like, you might not want the donut, you might want this long stick. And a guy, while hypnotized, put his hand up on stage, and then I heard an audible gasp from his friends in the crowd nearby.
No way.
Because he outed himself while hypnotized and all of his friends had no idea, and I felt so uncomfortable. I remember thinking, this isn't how it's meant to be. I'm not meant to be here. I'm not meant to hear this.
That's amazing.
It was bizarre.
And then the conversation he's got to have, like, once he comes out of the hypnosis.
Oh, yeah, and
that.
The hypnotist was going, oh, look out, I think I've unveiled something there. We're like, oh, no kidding.
You know, it's a tough question, right? And it's almost surprising that we're asking it in 2024, but apparently it's still happening. Are you in the closet?
Do you want to just share with us why you're not sharing it? Yep. Why you're not coming out?
Anonymous has called up. Good morning to you, Anonymous. Just say hello for us first so we know that the voice decoder is working.
Hello.
Oh, perfect.
Right.
Hey, tell us how you're in the closet. How long have you known that you're gay?
Probably at least like 5 years. I just got out of a long-term relationship. I had a girlfriend and lived together, and And yeah, she doesn't know still, but like not many people do, if like maybe one or two, but yeah, we just kind of naturally, it seems, fall out of love, but I think I knew what was, you know, the real reason, and just didn't really, it takes a lot of courage to kind of have to like say that to somebody that you feel like you've committed your life to for that long and done so much to together and plan for the future, and then to turn around and sort of feel like you got to change all of that and admit that you haven't been living truthfully. That's tough, and I guess I wasn't able to do that at the time, but now moving forward, it's sort of, you kind of reconsider where you can go now.
Anonymous, what's your age range? Like, give us a bit of a 5-year, like, what?
Like early 30s.
Early 30s. So it's quite a, like, you know, a long time now then to be going, do you feel like you do have support around you? Do you feel like this is a conversation you're going to be able to have with your loved ones and everything's going to be fine?
Oh, yeah. Like, with my close friends, I think it wouldn't be a problem. I think in the relationship, you're worried about betraying somebody, like, more than just the natural falling out of love that it seemed to be at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I think it's better socially than obviously it was years ago, and it's a bit less of a stigma, but I still understand for, I guess, in the context of the sporting realm, AFL and things like that, that there's a whole lot more considerations. You got your players, your teammates, you got the media who would jump on it as well and try, maybe they'll be supportive as well, but it's still a spotlight. And it's just, the reality is if somebody comes out, and it's like, yeah, I'm gay, no worries. Like, there's not going to be no conversation about that. It's going to have to take somebody who's willing to shoulder all of that.
Someone's got to be the first. Can I ask, if you've got all this support and you think that everybody around you would be totally fine with it, how come you haven't yet?
Well, I think I've got a limited amount of people around me that I'm comfortable and close with, and I think they would be supportive. But that's something I'm having to try and work through, you know?
Yeah.
Figure out when I can, when it feels right. That's a big internal thing to have to deal with, you know?
Does she know?
No. Yeah,
and it sounds like you're trying to be really respectful of that too, that, you know, that when you say that falling out of love and that feeling and then that not wanting to betray somebody.
Still have love for them, but not that sort of love. So you don't want to, like, yeah, I was conscious of not just blindsiding or doing something like that that would just kind of make them consider, yeah, maybe it'd be easier for them in one way or another, but I don't know.
Do you think, like, your workplace would be supportive? Like, is it that sort of work environment, the people there?
I think work would be fine and things like that, but it's just like, you know, it's a big adjustment socially, so it's how you'd consider it everywhere, and now that it's sort of, yeah, it's like, you know, these are the days now that you start going, all right, how can I do it? Or do you just do it?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that it is a thing. I'm sorry that, you know, no one else has to do that. Like, you know, it
is. Yeah, we don't have to do that.
However, it does sound like you're going through that journey and feeling, you know, that you're in a position where you can do that and just start to live your life. I think it's just more about people just being able to be their authentic selves, whatever that looks and sounds like, right? Whatever that feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice to just be, as you are, you know, and exactly.
Well, Anonymous, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you for being open enough to come on the show and to talk to us about your experience. We really appreciate it. And can you do us a favour? Can you keep in touch with us and just let us know how the journey goes? Because I'd love to hear more about the moment where you feel comfortable enough to go, okay, it's my time.
I'll let you know if that comes,
Yeah, well, good luck with it. You know, we want you to be yourself. No one should be plagued by such a thing where they feel like they can't. And I hope generally, you know, we've had some text messages from people here saying that actually I was really nervous about it, but once I did, found the people that I loved really stepped up and it wasn't a problem.
Now that it's Friday, before we go away, the producers are here for one final say to reflect on the week, the great and the crap, to bring you something they call the producer rap.
Pete and Kim are show.
Hola.
Hi, Rami.
Hello.
Producers, Rami and Kerity.
The best and the worst of what has been a very busy week, as it always is on the Pete and Kimber show. Okay, let's get right into it. We've got a couple of things to play here.
Yes, we do.
This is one thing that we did actually not once, but twice on the show when we asked the Mix fam to call through with their home surgery jobs.
So I went one day to do a routine inspection and I was greeted with a circumcision.
Hang on.
My dad had a vasectomy a few years ago and got infected, and my mum, being a hairdresser, just poured some peroxide on it.
A couple of years back, I got all my teeth removed to get dentures put in, and after a couple of days, I could feel something sharp. So I went down the garage, grabbed a set of pliers, tried to start removing this piece of tooth to find out I'd been trying to pull my jaw out.
Oh, Greg!
Wow.
It was horrific.
The wow. 4 feet, though, you hear all the calls in all its glory on the Pete and Kimber podcast, including the one caller. Remember the nurse that called up about the webbed fingers?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I did not need to have that back in my brain.
It's all you need to know. Listen to it on the podcast.
Still need to talk to someone about having webbed fingers, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to talk to somebody about that.
Okay, I'll find you someone.
Thank you.
If you've got webbed fingers, 13, 10, 60, please. hey, another one. This is a dishonorable mention. It was brought to our attention by Elissa, who you'll hear on Mix after 9 o'clock, and it's got to do with you, Pete. You said something this morning which made us all go, well, why would he say that?
Okay.
Sings it up.
Benson Boone, 8:03 with Pete and Kimber. Apologies, we're running late for Alpha Bucks, everyone. I get it. It's just been a morning full of huge Hollywood stars, interesting content, and really witty banter and like to break up your mundane morning on the Mitchell.
That's the reason.
Okay.
It's not Monday, is it?
Oh, did I say Monday?
What did you say there?
Sorry.
It certainly wasn't Friday morning.
No, you're right. It's Monday. It's not Monday, is it? It's Friday. No, okay, yeah, fair enough. Right, I'll cop that one.
No,
that one.
You
on
just
the
push through for the next 5 days while we go on the weekend.
Yeah. And that's now caused a meeting to take place after the show.
That's great.
So thank you.
Nice to know that Alyssa's listening to the show for a change. That's lovely, Alyssa.
The reason why Alyssa was listening to the show this morning is because I actually have a dishonourable mention as well. Because all throughout this morning, Alyssa's been listening just for this.
Good morning, it's Alyssa. I was hoping that Pete and Kimber were going to do Perth's Got Talent this morning, so I could show the power lent this rap. Tagfly, Boss Walk, Jam Nitty Gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot. That's a pretty cool party trick, right?
No, it's not. It's a terrible party trick, Alyssa. Don't do that ever.
Don't. Alyssa,
ages to learn that.
Alyssa, I thought it was really cute. It's just that you maybe enunciated the way that a mum would.
The fact that Kimber likes it, she hates Perth's Got Talent. That's interesting.
Well, thank you very much for bringing us that gem this morning, Alyssa. But my favourite moment of the show happened on Monday morning. So on Saturday last week, it was May the 4th. So May the 4th be with you. The Star Wars Star Wars holiday every year.
You okay, mate? Do you need a hug?
No, it's okay. Sure? I'm getting there.
Especially since we know it was actually Revenge of the Sixth.
Well, yeah. So Monday was Revenge of the Sixth.
That's correct.
And we took calls for the best Wookiee sound that people could potentially make over the phone, and here's how it went.
Good morning, it's Alyssa. I was hoping that Pete and Kimber were going to do Perth's Got Talent this morning, so I could show
you know that's not the right
audio. I know that's not the right audio, right? But that's the audio that's in the system.
Oh.
And, mate, again, I'm going to ask, do you want that hug? Or
I do, actually. I do sure? now. After hearing that, I do.
I know what it was you were trying to get at there,
we'll
but
just,
that's the...
In that case, we'll just cover this whole mistake by getting Rami to make his Wookiee noise. Rami?
Is that better?
I don't know. Was that you or was that the Alyssa bit again?
It's the same thing.
Chemist Warehouse, here to help you spoil mum this Mother's Day. Find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices.